Before we even jump into today's episode, I'm letting you know for the first time publicly that the second annual Back to School Week is here again. So we host one solid week of publicity classes teaching you things that you did not learn in business school and that there aren't too many YouTube videos on because nobody knows how to really teach this stuff tangibly. Except for us. So starting August 30th, for 4 days, we're teaching you all the components of becoming a true, well-known expert in your field. On Monday, August 30th, we are talking to you about how to book podcast interviews. We're including one of the templates that works for us. Specifically, just as an example, as I'm recording this, I was recently booked 3 times for 3 different shows within 48 hours for personal things that I have going on for my own brand. I am sharing with you the same template that we use to pitch for clients that I use to pitch for myself. On Tuesday, August 31st, we're showing you how to build social proof. Wednesday, September 1st, we're showing you everything you need to know to secure media coverage. And you know, I'm a big fan of telling it like it is, so I'm not holding back any secrets. I'm giving you an all access pass. And finally, on Thursday, September 2nd, our final class is everything you need to know to get paid speaking engagements. I have gotten 6 big paid speaking engagements over the span of COVID. Yes, it was all virtual, and we're talking 4 to 5 figures each time. I'm showing you what I did to get that for myself and to earn that for our clients. So if you want more details, to sign up today, because spaces are limited so that we can create an intimate environment with personalized feedback. The website is tellpublicrelations.com/backtoschool. That's tellpublicrelations.com/backtoschool. You're listening to Tell Me in 10, a publicity podcast for female entrepreneurs on the go. I'm your host, Danielle Byer Jackson, a high school teacher turned publicist and the founder of Tell Public Relations. And on this show, I'm teaching you everything you need to know to increase your visibility and enhance your reputation, all in 10 minutes or less. All right, ladies, class is in session. Today marks the first day of the last week of July, which means we're going to talk a little bit about the monthly, weekly, and daily observations coming up in August that you should be prepared for. The worst thing in the world is to find out that a certain holiday or a recognized date is coming up, but you didn't allow yourself enough time to, one, plan properly, and two, to pitch something and enough time for a journalist to say, yes, we love it, let's do it. Okay, so a part of it is not only having a good pitch, but being early. You want to be one of the first. And so let us help you get ahead of a couple things. Now, I'm going to just highlight a couple things for you in this episode, but if you want the full publicity calendar, we've created one for you for free. You can get that at tellpublicrelations.com by submitting your email in the pop-up and downloading that guide for free immediately. It includes dates that you will not find online. So this is us putting certain dates that we think that you should prepare for that aren't on some little holiday website. They're coming from in-house here at the agency, things that we would be prepping you for if you were a client here at Tell Public Relations. So let's start with a couple things to keep in mind in terms of monthly observations. The first is August is recognized for National Breastfeeding Month. If you are in the maternal health space at all, that's something you should be playing up because it is huge. It's also back to school month, naturally. And so I don't know if you've walked in a Target lately. It's already happening. All the notebook themed decor. It's time for kids to go back to school. Well, a lot of parents and caregivers are grappling with that right now. So one, what I want you to do as you plan your campaign is think about which audience is most appropriate, the kids, the educators themselves, or the parents. I want you to think about what kind of messaging you want to kind of speak to. So are you going to speak to the excitement of it and a lot of kids going back? Are you going to speak to the health component of it and how kids can stay safe as many of them return physically on site? Are you going to package your campaign to give mental health tips for parents as they try to grapple with their anxiety surrounding, you know, sending kids back? You know, so think about what it is that you offer in terms of services or product and how you can relate it to this particular season, because that's hot right now. If I'm being totally frank with you, you're about 2 weeks, 3 weeks too late. Those conversations started last month, but It's better to do it now than to not do it at all. So go ahead and jump in front of that. If it's tips for kids on how to make friends or style tips for going back to school, that should be happening now. We have two other monthly observations. You'll find those on our publicity calendar at tellpublicrelations.com. A couple other days that I want you to be mindful of. You know, this is a big one for us, but August 3rd is Black Women's Equal Pay Day. There's going to be a lot of conversation about the disparity in pay. So I want you to think about, can you create some kind of white paper or infographic, or did you know statistics that you can extract from reputable sources for your social media campaigns? That's something to be considering right now. You also have fun holidays like, you know, August 28th, which is Red Wine Day. So depending on your industry, can you do something big with that? And we're going beyond having a sale or a discount. We're talking about something collaborative with community partners. We're talking about something beyond just, oh, we're going to host a giveaway. I'm sorry, that is only very short term to me. It does not do anything to truly build long lasting relationships that has people coming back to you again and again. It's just a quick little hit. If at any point you're like, oh, these are good dates and I feel like I can definitely capitalize on them, but I don't know how to be creative. I don't know how to partner with people. I don't know how to get PR based on these days. You need to be booking a vision session like now. That is 90 minutes of intense strategy for this specific kind of thing. Thrift Shop Day is on the 17th, which is a big deal, especially as we have more conversations surrounding sustainability. So that's kind of a big one, showing people how to repurpose their clothing. There's Friday the 13th. That's happening naturally on the 13th. So if something spooky is connected to your brand, that could be a fun campaign. And the last one I'll tell you about, and the others are on that publicity calendar on our website, but on the 9th is Book Lovers Day. So again, depending on if your audience is kids or moms and you want to encourage them to join a book club, you don't have to necessarily be a bookstore to have a campaign here, but that's another one that can get you some meaningful publicity or attention. One thing that I want you to prepare for is, even though it is August, you also need to be finalizing your Labor Day campaign, because that takes place the first week of September, but there won't be any time to get it together. So hop on that now. And finally, if you have any goals of being in a physical magazine, of having that beautiful glossy feature, getting some kind of mention, or being quoted as an expert, you know, in hard copy on pages that you can feel, for this holiday season, you should be pitching right now. Physical magazines and other, you know, physical publications that have like a monthly issue, they typically need 3 months notice. If you don't know how to do that, you should be booking a vision session with our team right now. So I hope that helps you, but remember, there's so much more on our website at tellpublicrelations.com. Feel free to download your free August 2021 publicity calendar. So your homework, it should be pretty obvious this time, but it's to go to tellpublicrelations.com and download your August 2021 publicity calendar and identify the 1 to 2 dates that are specific to you. If you find yourself going to a date and saying, oh, I feel like we can make this work, then avoid it. It should be one of these holidays that is so relevant that it screams, yes, this is for us. It needs to be glaringly obvious and help to advance your overall mission. Okay. So that is your homework. You know, we end every episode with homework. It's relatively easy and it's free. So good luck to you. If you have any questions along the way, then we look forward to working with you personally during your vision session, which you can book at tellpublicrelations.com/services. We'll see you soon. If this wasn't enough and you want to stay after class for more, then join us at tellpublicrelations.com/members-only, where our private members get access to exclusive podcast content, PR trainings, and best of all, first dibs on real live media opportunities. That's tellpublicrelations.com/members-only. And until then, class dismissed.